We may have an answer. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe, presented by ZipRecruiter. After last week's school shooting in Parkland, the president said it is not enough to simply take actions that make us feel like we're making a difference.
We must actually make that difference.
And 24 years ago, that's exactly what we did. In February 1994, the Brady Law imposed a waiting period to allow for background checks. And Harvard researcher Christopher Poliquin said that law created a natural experiment.
And so we can actually compare what happened in the states that got new waiting periods in the early 1990s and then had those waiting periods actually removed by the federal government in 1998 when the FBI launched an instant background check system.
And his research found that murder rates, while the waiting period was in place, went down between 6 and 17% depending on the state. And then, in states where the waiting period was lifted 4 years later, they went back up. Caveat, he does not claim this will prevent massacres.
I think it's very hard to say whether any specific policy would reduce school massacres or mass shootings, given that there are less than 1% of all gun deaths in the country. But enacting a three-day waiting period, based on my research and the research of others, would dramatically reduce gun homicides.
It would also give a gun dealer the time to run a real background check on that teenager asking for the AR-15. Maybe even a quick call to the local high school. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network. And it would give a gun dealer the time to run a real background check on that teenager asking for the AR-15. Maybe even make a quick call to the local high school. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.